I'm Phil Neen for WRCO Sports. Wanewoc Center won a boys' basketball game over Riverdale Monday night, 72-64. The game was one of just a few played because of the extreme cold weather. Both teams were hot from the outside in the first half. The Chieftains led by 10 at one point before the Wolves came back to lead 38-37 by halftime. The Wolves kept the scoring going in the second half while Riverdale went cold. In the end, Wanewoc Center won the game by 8 points. It was their first win of the season as they improved to 1-11. Riverdale fell to 2-11 with the loss. Cam Tellefson led all scorers with 35 points for Wanewoc Center. He made 5 3-pointers and was 8-for-10 from the line. Alec Grigorov added 13 and Gavin Olson 12 for Wanewoc Center. The team was 16-for-31 from the free throw line. Riverdale's sophomore Bevan Dennis had the hot hand for the Chieftains with 19 in the first half on the way to 32 for the game. Sophomore Owen Blankenship scored 20, Henry Drone 6, Chase Chitwood and Gavin Krell each had 3. The Chieftains made 7 3-pointers and went 8-for-9 from the line. Riverdale won the JV game 59-51 over the Wolves. Following the 72-64 win, Wanewoc Center was preparing for a game at Nisita on Thursday night. Tonight's game with Pittsville has been canceled for the Wolves. Riverdale will get ready for a trip to Cuba City coming up on Thursday night. Elsewhere, it was a win for Cuba City over River Valley. The Blackhawks on the road last night lost to the Cubans 67-54. Royal over Westby 66-49 and Reedsburg over Edgewood 57-49. In girls basketball, Fenimore 53, Southwestern 49, Belmont 55, River Ridge 42, Potosi-Cassville over Highland 57-42, Scholesburg 68, Benton 25, Argyle-Pecatonica got the win against Blackhawk 66-57. Lots of games were scheduled for tonight. It appears that most all of those are canceled or postponed because of school not being in session today. Also, the Church League news this week. Due to bitterly cold temperatures, this week's matches for Richland Center Church League were postponed last night and will be tonight as well. And they will be made up on February 10th and 11th before the start of the Church League volleyball tournament. Major Bowling League last night, week number 20 of the season, of the 32 scheduled. Team High Series, Fraser Home Improvement with a 3,508. Cardinal CG, 34-69. Gary Construction, 34-11. High Game Honors, Cardinal CG, a 12-10. Fraser Home Improvement, 11-82. New York Life, 11-73. Top series, Greg Shep, a 686. Corey Davis, 678. Jake Morris had the third best at 668. Top game, Kirk Bartow with a 268. Corey Davis, a 265. Ken Nix Sr., a 243 in the Major Bowling League. The Wisconsin Badgers are one of the biggest movers in this week's college basketball poll. The rankings from USA Today Sports place Coach Greg Gard's team at number 19. UW was outside the top 25 last week, but picked up 2 impressive Big Ten wins. Marquette dropped, but is still in the top 10 at number 10. The Golden Eagles were upset by Xavier last time out. Coach Greg Gard credits his team's success with its depth on the season.
We were very selective and intentional on how we put the team together, that have depth across the board at each spot and not have too much of something and not enough of another. So we're not dependent on one specific guy or two specific guys in that case. So, and then they've grown, and that's a credit to the players and our staff. They've grown and gotten better. We're still trending upward, which we need to continue to do.
And the Badgers will jump into action tonight after John Blackwell's 28 points in their victory over USC on Saturday.
He is with anybody, and they struggle. You keep playing hard. Keep playing hard. And playing hard makes up for, you'll be amazed how many easy buckets come to you when you just play hard. And he has. He hasn't not played hard. He's just keep doing what you do, and there's a point in time when you need to step up, and he'd be ready to deliver.
The Badgers go for their eighth straight victory with a stop in Los Angeles tonight to take on UCLA. Wisconsin's 5-2 Big Ten record is good for fourth place. They'll wrap up their Southern California trip by traveling 12 miles from USC to Pauley Pavilion to take on the Bruins. UCLA is one of the top defensive teams in the conference, allowing just under 64 points per game. The contest is coming up this evening and can be heard on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. The tip-off time is at 8:30. Marquette tries to rebound from its upset loss to Xavier when it visits Seton Hall for a Big East Conference game tonight. The team split the two games last season. The Golden Eagles have been the most successful team in conference games over the last four seasons with a record of 37-10. UConn is next at 36-11. Tonight's tip-off set for 7 o'clock at the Prudential Center in South Orange, New Jersey. Cam Jones struggled a bit, but is coming back for Coach Shaka Smart's team.
I need to spend some time with him and rub his temples because, you know, listen, this Cam Jones, man, this guy's out of this world. But he's also a human being, and he's feeling a lot of pressure, I would imagine. He hasn't verbalized that, and he's been great in practice, and he's been an A-plus teammate and leader. But, man, there's just a lot expected of him on his shoulders, and I think right now he's feeling the weight of some of that.
Ohio State can celebrate another title after holding off a Notre Dame comeback bid to walk away with a nail-biter of a 34-23 victory over the Fighting Irish. Will Howard hit big play receiver Jeremiah Smith for 56 yards on a late 3rd-and-11 to lock down a game that had been a laugher, then turned into something else. Trailing 31-7, Notre Dame scored two touchdowns and 2 two-point conversions to make it a one-score game late in the fourth quarter. But Howard's big throw to Smith set up a field goal that started the celebration in earnest. Ohio State won its sixth title and first since the 2014 season. And group tickets for Brewer regular season home games are on sale. Savings of up to 20% off a single game ticket are available. One offer returning for the 2025 season is the ability to buy loaded tickets. Purchasers get $1 in additional value for every $5 they spend on retail or concessions at American Family Field. The 2025 Major League Baseball season opener brings the Kansas City Royals to Milwaukee on March 31st. Last night in women's college basketball, Nebraska was a winner over Wisconsin 91-60. And that's sports this morning. I'm Phil Neave.